this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this with we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody! Hola! ¿Cómo estás? Nosferatu? Anything else that's good at, what do you call it, cultural appropriation? Welcome everybody to Geeks Next Door. It's episode number 134. It's November. It's the 8th. How's everybody doing now that you no longer drawing maps?
Palabras y madre to you, Chris.
I don't know what that means.
Something about your mom. Where'd you take that shit?
Word to your mother, Chris. Palabras y madre.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but if you want to word my mother, you can word my mother. So what's going on, guys? How's everybody's Halloween? I think that's the last time. Oh, first of all, let me issue an apology to listeners about last week's podcast. We had a really good one, and it was all in the bag, but then Dave sent me a virus, and it got deleted, and it was probably the best one we ever had, but you can blame Dave for that. So
Technical difficulties.
I thought it was Adam. Huge... Didn't he knock his power? Didn't he knock your power out?
It could be. It could be all. It could be everybody, actually. Everybody's fault except for me.
Definitely wasn't Chris. I'm following.
It was everybody else's fault, not me. So sorry about that. It is like the third one we've ever missed, maybe the second one we've ever missed, which is interesting. So it's interesting that it's only like the second one we've ever missed, you know?
Yes.
And the first one was simply because Dave, too, didn't record everything properly when I was gone.
Ah.
Yes, it was. Yeah, this is the software. This should work. Hit record. Okay, hit record. Nothing records.
The video recorded, but
yes,
no
the
audio.
Video with no audio. It would have been a great podcast right. to upload. Okay, well, what are we doing tonight? What are we talking about? I don't know. Anything happened? What should we talk about?
Nah, nothing good.
Well, Disney had their big investor meeting slash press conference today.
How did they screw over Star Wars?
It was all about their streaming service.
Are you a Disney investor? Is that why you got access to it?
Yes.
That's the correct answer.
I did hear that they said that they're going to have a new movie, but they're going to only show it on their streaming service.
Ooh, that's kinky. What do you mean? Like a Star Wars movie?
Well, actually, it's a series. So they announced today their name of their Disney service, streaming service. It's going to be called Disney Plus.
What the fuck? Didn't they learn from Google Plus did not work?
Right.
It's coming out in late 2019.
Okay. You have me interested so far.
So we already know that the first Star Wars TV episode will be... Or short series will be about the Mandalorians. I almost said mandolins. Mandalorians. They also announced today a second one in the Star Wars series, and that is going to be a Rogue One prequel starring everyone's favorite...
Cassidy?
Yes. Diego Luna will return as Cassian. He was the main male lead with the robot.
He was Han Solo, way more murdery Han Solo.
The tagline is, it'll follow the adventures of rebel spy Cassian Andor during the formative years of the rebellion and prior to the events of Rogue One.
Okay, so I'm getting my movies a little bit mixed up, but will Rose be there? That's all that really matters to Ryan.
Hopefully not.
I'm hoping K2SO will be there. That'll be fun.
It's true. Okay. He's a good character.
In addition to the Star Wars, they also announced.
Wait, hang on. How much is this fucking? Do we know how much this is?
Fuck that. No. Nobody's gonna buy it.
Still not given the price point.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying Disney shit.
They said it's going to be less than. Netflix.
So okay. $15? $14?
Netflix just raised their prices to $13, so
yeah. Right.
Probably,
$12.99, yes.
Okay.
But are you out of your mind?
I know that they will be willing to take losses on it for a little while because they I don't think they have a problem with it. Losses.
They have so much money. And eventually, I'm assuming they're going to pull everything off of Netflix that they own and put it back on this.
Yep, because Infinity War, the first one, will be the last Marvel thing that will be showing on Netflix when it releases.
Oh, really? So they're not even going to get part two on Netflix?
Right.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, it's so, funny. Ryan, what do you think about this? As Netflix loses, like, some shit from, like, the DC and from Marvel and Disney and shit, do you think Netflix will go down in popularity, or do you think nobody really cares that much?
That's a good question. I think that their growth will at least slow. They might not lose subscribership, but their growth will slow. Because there's only so many media things you can subscribe to where you have enough media, or enough, you know what I mean, enough content.
Yeah, definitely.
And when the other ones flesh out more, you know, then they're viable competitors. Where, you know, you already got YouTube, the free stuff. You got HBO, Hulu, all these ones are already pretty good. Like, people use those. They're big. They got a lot of shit. And you throw another big one in there. So at some point, you find yourself, I don't never watch Netflix, so fuck it. I don't need to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm wondering if that's what's driving all their original content. They're like, fuck it. We need to build our own brands.
Yep.
So people don't come here just for other brands that are going to be offloaded. They come here for, I don't know, what's a really big Netflix show right now?
Stranger Things.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Urban. Exclusive content's the whole thing. That's why Disney's got a leg up in some of it, too. But, yeah, it's all about exclusive content, and if you can make it, then you can get it cheaply. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry, that made me laugh, Adam.
What?
Jessica Biel will not name her child Batmobile.
The best part,
Adam, I told you that a long time ago.
That's funny.
The best part is Justin Timberlake's response to it.
Well,
that
was,
sucks.
Oh, wait, is that the father?
Yeah.
That's
his dad. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't fucking know who people are married to. I know who you guys are married to, barely. I don't even know who fucking celebrity is.
Oh, they're married. That is actually makes it way better if they're married.
They've been married for like a really long time, too, Ryan.
I respect JT even more than I used to then.
He totally broke up with Brittany so that he can marry Jessica.
It's Britney, bitch.
What was his response, by the way?
It's honor. It says, well, that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
That's his tweet.
That's awesome. Mr. Beal really wants his child to be named Batmobile. That's awesome. Okay, sorry. Let's get back to the streaming service in Disney. What else is Disney going on? Got Disney going on?
Like, the child's name will be Batmo Timberlake. It just doesn't have the same ring.
Exactly,
but.
Yeah.
So in addition to the Star Wars, you know, continuing the Star Wars and the streaming service, there was a rumor we talked about a while ago about a Loki show. They confirmed that they are going to do a limited Loki TV series, and it will be Tom Hiddleston.
Right, how low-key will it be?
Oh, God.
It'll be all low-key.
It's enough for Amy to... I don't know. I don't want to watch a villain. Even though he's like a good villain, I don't want to watch a villain. But Amy will like it because she's so sexy.
She's so sexy?
Well, I think the big thing here, too, is that they said, you know, unlike the Marvel shows that are on Netflix or ABC that are produced by Marvel Television, these shows will actually be Marvel Studios, which means it's Kevin Feige in charge.
Right.
So, money, money, money.
They do love money.
Huh. Okay. I mean, I look forward to the day where I don't need Comcast and I can get my internet from somewhere else and then I can just get local channels, Netflix, Amazon, Disney, and like DC, and pay maybe even a little bit less or about the same and just be happy because fuck Comcast. I would pay a little bit more just to fuck Comcast.
Yeah, but you got to get Comcast to get the internet.
That's what I'm saying. Eventually you will not because like there's a lot of places in Minneapolis and St. Paul where you can just get fiber from these fiber places for less than Comcast. But unfortunately, right now, it's just in the cities because it's easier to get from cities and stuff. But that'll change eventually.
Yeah, they've already
right?
got the underground infrastructure to run everything.
I mean, Yeah, so eventually that'll change, but it just might take forever.
It's a long way out to you from where I am.
Oh, just think if it was... Oh, God damn it, Adam.
What?
Just think if you could just buy your internet and streaming service directly from Disney themselves. Disney's all like, oh, you love watching movies and stuff? Well, why don't you get your internet through us?
Well, all they need to do is buy out NBC Universal, and they got it. And they already bought ABC and ESPN, and...
Who the hell's rolling dice?
And like, Dave, I really appreciate your kind of big news, but there was something quite much bigger. We'll be back in January 2020. Your boys, Marcus Burnett and Mike Lowry, coming back to the big screen.
Jesus Christ.
Bad Boys for Life. Bad Boys.
Is Mike Lowry going to be like a day away from retirement at this point?
Oh my God, that would be so great if they just, like, he literally looks like Danny Glover.
which one will be sitting on the toilet?
Oh man, you know Will Smith got to sit on the toilet.
You think it's Martin Lawrence that'll end up saving him off the toilet?
Yeah, it's gotta be. But yeah, they're Bad Boys for Life. They're back.
Huh. Okay. I mean, is it going to be a Bruckenheimer movie? Where everything just blows up?
I think they got to. They got to get, like, they were the team for the first one, for the second, the Michael Bay for the first, second. They got to. I mean, and it's literally now called Bad Boys for Life.
I think it would be awesome if they made Martin Lawrence say, "Damn Gina," all the time in that movie.
No, it would not. I hate you.
Damn, Gina.
Yeah, the you don't really see a lot of like independent franchises like this anymore. I mean, you know, because Fast and the Furious has theirs, but remember we used to get ones like Rush Hour and stuff. You know, we got a bunch of these ones. So, interesting.
They need to bring back like the buddy comedy action movie. They need to bring that back. But see, Bad Boys needs to cross over with Fast and the Furious as well. Do you think they're the cops?
Do you think these two got along on set?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think they did, but then Martin Lawrence kind of went crazy a little bit.
Did he actually go crazy? I never heard.
Yeah, he actually had a little bit of a breakdown.
Yeah. He said, "Damn Gina," a lot. That's why.
He stopped.
I know. I think he got really crazy and got full of himself, kind of like the guy that was in Rush Hour, like Jackie Chan. He's like, "I'm Jackie Chan. I'm fine. I have all this country over here with 1.2 billion people that love me." Chris Tucker's all like, "Why don't everybody love me?" And
Chris Tucker's fun.
Like, yeah, he is fun, but he looks different than he did.
And, well, some people like I was gonna say, he's fun, but some people find him overbearing. But I think he's funny. But whatever. Because, you know, there's always those stories. Like, I didn't know that Robert Downey Jr. didn't get along with, what's his name, Terrence Howard in Iron Man. That's one of the reasons why that guy got replaced. I thought it was just a money thing, but apparently they hated each other in the first Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, because, man, do you see him like Ryan, man, you would hate Terrence Howard. He, like, is one of those guys that thinks he's super smart and... thinks how understand how math works. He has his own like theories of math and stuff, like, you know, where it's like if 1 times 1 is this and 1 times 1 shouldn't equal 1, it should equal 2 and shit like that. There are literally videos of him talking about how his math system is different than everyone else's math system.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. It's like a wrong system.
Yeah, I know. It is like a wrong system.
Well, I don't even, like, that's weird. Like, this Terrence Howard, he looks like he'd be annoying, dude. I'm just going to say it. It looks like... Like, if I had to, like, judge people on looks alone, and I had to say, like, how annoying is this guy, I'd buy it. This guy looks annoying as fuck.
Well, yeah, he's black, and you hate black people.
Well, no, because I would say Martin and Will Smith both look like they'd be pretty cool.
Well, yeah, they're comics. They're like you like your black man to be a comic. I'm just
Chris Tucker. He looks like he would whoop my ass, but I still enjoy hanging out with him.
Wait, Chris Tucker looks like he could whoop your ass.
Really?
Yeah, the new guy.
What?
The new guy.
Check it out. Look at what's his name again?
The short guy.
The guy who was the one who was in with Jackie Chan. What's his name?
Yeah, that's Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks more beefy.
See, I see, like, I think Chris Tucker in Rush Hour, but then I also think Chris Tucker in Fifth Element.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I think of the same thing. Because Chris Tucker in Fifth Element, you're like, what?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Best role he ever did.
Okay.
Anyway,
I like him.
What was his name? It was Ruby what?
Ruby Rod.
Ruby Rod.
That was a ridiculous role.
Yeah, because I went down this path the other day on the internet. I went down the rabbit hole of actors that like didn't get along well and shit. And like I didn't know that's the reason why fucking Aunt Vivian got replaced eventually. Like Will Smith and that actress hated each other.
Aunt Viv?
Really? Yeah, like she thought she like he was just a shitty, stupid comedian, and she was a real actor. And that's why they replaced her.
Was it after two seasons? I can't remember how long she was.
No, I think it was like, after like one. Like,
it was after one, yeah.
I thought it was quicker than that.
You know what's fucked up is sometimes I can't tell when they replace people or I don't notice that much.
Is that what happened with Becky and Roseanne?
No, she went to like college or something. Like
yeah,
that.
She went to school.
Like she like and then wanted to go to school. But then she came back because she finished school.
Oh, I thought it was because... Oh, never mind. I thought you meant as a character she went away to college.
Back to the Future. That's one I didn't notice at that time. I did not notice they changed Jennifer's.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I just didn't notice it. Same thing with the Will Smith thing. I did not know they changed those actors.
Yeah, but I guess, like, what's his name? Crispin Glover, like, the dad? That was one where, like, no one got along and he was kind of weird and crazy. That's why he wasn't in 2 and 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. Okay. Good.
Well,
good
who deal. Walks out at the end of 3 then? Is like it someone else?
What's that? Crispin Glover is not in like Back to the Future, like the second and third one.
Okay.
Like they just totally removed him.
Yeah, they. Yes, why Crispin Glover from a legal perspective?
I don't know.
Yeah, so
anyway.
But yeah, that's it.
See, now we're going down the rabbit hole.
See, this is what I mean. You can keep going. You're like, oh no, I heard Alec Baldwin doesn't like Shia LaBeouf.
Is
that why Destiny's Child broke up?
No, I think that was like a completely ego based.
Oh,
like one was better than the others. But thanks, Adam. That was a great segue. Thinking of
you're
things
welcome.
That are a little band from the 90s that will be back. Well, I guess they're not really a band. They're more of a group. We'll be reuniting for a tour, like, Adam.
It's before K-pop.
Right.
It was K-pop.
Right.
It's if your you favorite
wanna,
British.
If you want to be my lover, K-pop? You've got to get with my friends.
I was not into this group.
What?
Amy is, so maybe her and her friend will go see it or something.
Yes. But guess who won't be there?
Oh, pfft. Posh.
Of course.
Her name's Posh. Of course she's not going to be there.
Seriously. Yeah, because Dave and I, when the movie came out...
Oh, fuck yeah. We went
to see it, like, opening night.
It was fucking awesome. It had, like, meatloaf in it and shit like that. It was fucking... Yeah. Like, it was like, one of those movies that you definitely, like, did not take themselves seriously. They were like, oh, okay. Like, the filmmakers didn't take themselves seriously.
Okay.
We don't know if the actual...
Right. Okay. That's what I was confused about.
And the product placement in that movie.
Yeah. It was like product placement movie, except, like, ooh. they weren't doing it to be funny in the same way. But, yes.
Adam, isn't that girl married to one of your soccer dudes? Isn't that why she doesn't want to do shit?
I'm guessing.
Yes. Married to David
Beckham.
I'm guessing it is because she has no financial desire. You know, like, she's like, it sounds like you guys are going to work, but I don't have to. That's cool at all, but...
That's pretty funny.
She's going to work on her...
clothing line, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I was going to say...
or sock line.
runway model, like, I don't know. Walk, yeah. Maybe?
Well, yeah, whatever it is.
That's what I say, whatever.
Oh, but one more Halloween thing. They built the thing, like Reese's put out a thing that they would basically want to kill Dave's kid. It was basically, they put vending machines all around that Reese's vending machines that would let you swap your crap candy for fucking peanut butter cup.
Are you serious?
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I totally want to find that. Places,
and they were just like, okay, dump your crap candy in it and give it to on a one-to-one basis.
And that'd be kind of like that'd be like almost like an awesome like punishment. You're being bad, so I'm gonna go change all your candy in.
But then like that Saturday when we went to Osseo, and your son was all like, oh man, I'm gonna get like a dollar per piece. I'd be like, oh dude, if you had this, you dump all your crap candy in there, get a dollar per piece from your mom, and then trade, you know. So he could be running a scam and then take those dollars, Ryan, you get on board with this, and buy more crap candy, dump it in there, keep this up, and then eventually bankrupts his parents and then lives like,
he'll be supporting us instead of us supporting
him. Yes, there's a loophole. I like that. It is a pretty, I think, I bet you not, this is all publicity, but it's a pretty genius publicity thing.
Well, who doesn't like Reese's peanut butter cups?
Well, I like them, but I don't prefer them over everything.
I don't love them.
You do, but you don't eat sugar anymore.
I think
let's rank candy. That's always fun.
No. I can't do that.
Your ranking system.
We actually did that one year. Remember?
Yeah, we did. I think, and then you did one other year that I couldn't make it, and I was very sad.
Ryan does love ranking.
Well, who was over? Ryan, Dave, I know you and Tiffany. Was anybody else over when we did it with Persephone that one night?
No, it was just us because we came over. Yeah. We walked around the neighborhood.
That was fun.
It was pretty, it was pretty fun because she's like so much of her mom in there. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to that house. Why not? Eh, this looks kind of shady.
That's when I knew that Persephone was definitely my kid, because she liked the crap chocolate like I liked, like Tootsie Roll. She's like, I liked it. I'm going to rank that number one. I was like, me too. And everybody else is like, that is shit chocolate.
Is that even chocolate?
It's not even candy.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, they don't even claim it's chocolate. They maybe, like, they probably don't even use the word for fear
chocolate
of being
substitute.
What? Yeah, when it's like cheese product. Cheese product. But yeah, so I mean, I thought that was pretty funny.
It is funny, totally funny.
Did anyone watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Or pick me!
I finished
pick
it
me.
This weekend.
Okay, Adam, let me hear what you hear. Did you like it?
So I got through the fourth episode.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. I'm just shaking my head.
What?
Because it gets fun.
Right, so up until the fourth episode, I thought it was really good, and then it took like a tangent, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer tangent, like just a random episode in the middle of the thing. So it was like that episode didn't progress the storyline, which is, I mean, it's fine. They can do that all they want, but I think it's interesting. It's not your average teenage witch.
Now you're making me go look up the episodes.
So
I want to see. Okay. I can't remember which the fourth one was.
Because as of as of today, the Satanic Temple has filed in the U.S. District Court in New York, has stated Netflix series "The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina" has copied the organization's design of the Statue of Baphomet. It alleges that four episodes of the show feature a statue that the producers of the series are profiting from their work, as the iconography was based on a 19th century design, but that specific design and portrayal was created in 2013, and then Another one was created in 2014 for the organization itself. And it is a $50 million lawsuit against Netflix and Warner Brothers.
So I don't think they're going anywhere with that.
I'm sorry, Dave. I think they could.
They could?
They might. I mean, Netflix will probably settle. They'll probably say $50 million. That's like one of our movies. So,
yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
What about? Yeah, but then like, you can't have images of Muhammad or Buddha or like fucking.
You already can't. Or fucking just Muhammad.
Sure, you can.
God.
I think that's one of the most annoying ones. Actually, I'm like, man, you're letting the religion dictate what you can do. That's so fucked up.
Right. So why would you say?
In fact, Adam, I want you to right now draw Muhammad and put it on the fucking podcast.
I am not doing that.
You little bitch.
So, Adam, episode four was the heroine.
You're right. The episode five is the one where they were stuck in the house.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That one I thought was just random. And that's only five.
Yeah, see, that sets up something later.
Okay. So yeah, I didn't know that, but
no.
It's kind of a DC Marvel like storyline then. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
No, I think it's a decent show. I mean,
it was fun.
If you like teenage witches.
Who doesn't like teenage witches? That's like saying who Love likes blowjobs? Oh, I don't really care for them. I don't really like that.
Yes, and I guess does anyone know what Birds of Prey is?
Like an eagle?
Well, okay.
An osprey?
Like the DC thing?
Yes.
Black canary, the huntress.
So basically Birds of Prey are like the
Canaries are not birds of prey.
Oh, Adam, what am I going to do with you?
But so basically, a lot of the female heroes in Gotham, they have their own little group, the Birds of Prey. So that's a movie because the most popular they're making it. So the most popular thing of like Suicide Squad was Harley Quinn. So Margot Robbie will be back as Harley Quinn, and you know Black Canary and stuff like that. So Huntress, but they have. The film is going to be rated R, which is good, and Ewan McGregor will be the main villain, and he will be Black Mask, which is he's like a mob guy. He runs the False Face Society and stuff like that. So,
Are they going to have that magic chick in it? The one that knows
Zatanna, where she's got to speak all the words backwards?
Yeah,
no, but I think that's a good idea now that you say that.
What about that?
I think Zatanna's better than Black Canary.
Okay.
But this is all street level stuff. So that's the thing they're going with. They're making it like street level.
Oh,
like,
so we don't get that sexy dancing sorceress anymore? From the.
No.
Whatever. She's sexy and she dances. Ryan loves her. He thinks she's the best villain
ever. Was she even really dancing, or did they just decide to use a CGI and.
Shut up! She was dancing.
Right.
And her boyfriend was really big. Oh, wait, that was her brother. Never mind.
It was her brother.
but basically, he's going to be Dave's kid because he was born to parents who murdered them in order to seize their business empire. So, sorry, Dave. Your son is going to murder you in order to seize your business empire.
It's kind of fucked up. Which business empire or which boy?
Which boy?
Right. Oh, there's only one boy that would seize your empire. One of your boys kind of like, one of your boys is all like, "I love you, my parents are great," and one of your boys is like, "I want to consume your flesh, and live immortal."
That'd be the youngest.
Yeah. So I mean, I like where they're going because that's you don't have to make big, huge movies. You can make smaller DC movies. I think that's a better way for them to go. So,
yeah.
Andy makes his mask out of the wood from his father's coffin. That's pretty cool.
Okay. And it's stained black.
You know why? You know why it's cool? Because it's a good idea.
I know. I was going to say, it might not have any plot, but as long as that's a good idea, Dave's all in.
It's a good idea. Hey, what is it? What does a fucking Chris Rock say, man? In Dogma, he's all like, "Well, do you believe now?" He's like, "No, but I have a good idea." Yeah, see.
Okay. Hey. Well,
ideas are where it's at.
Huh. You know what's not a good idea in my mind?
Ooh, shit.
Rebooting the Shrek franchise.
Oh my god. Really? Wait a Seriously? Minute. It's a fucking animated show. Why do you need to reboot an animated show?
I don't know, but the creator of Despicable Me is rebooting the Shrek franchise.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it
what does rebooting mean? Does it mean new stories?
Starting over,
basically.
Yeah.
But with new stories, you're starting over retelling the same story.
That's up to them.
Yes. It depends. Do you consider Spider-Man a reboot?
Well, that's what I'm asking, actually.
I mean, it's been rebooted, like, over a shark.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Who's clamoring for this?
I don't know. I mean, it talks about... So the headline is rebooting, but it actually says that the stories are going to be new stories, but the Melodrandry, the director, he really wants the original voice cast back.
What the fuck? Then that's not a goddamn reboot.
Then it's not a reboot. It's just a continuation.
Yeah, so, right.
He wants
we're gonna
Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy.
We're gonna reboot it by having the same characters.
But my guess is if they use the word reboot, they get better attention than they would sequel.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's true.
Because if you hear, oh, there's a fourth Shrek movie coming out, you're kind of it's been 8 years.
I think we should use, like, restart or something like that. Because, like, whatever, what the Will and Grace show, it's like, it's not a reboot because it's just they restarted a show that's
right.
Been
so
off
that's
the air
different.
For 10 years.
That's not called a reboot, right? That's called something else.
I don't know what they're calling
it. Yeah, I don't know either.
But I think they should call it, they should say it's like we want to reinvigorate or restart the Shrek franchise and bring in new blood and kind of go like, you'd have the same basic concept. You can say those movies exist. It's a fucking fantasy world. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
It's just weird because it's an animated one. Like, that does not happen very often where you're animated. You need to, like, start over with your animated movies.
Right.
Even if you had to pick different voice actors, they could find someone that sounds enough like the original voice actors and make the digital animation look the same. And so, you know, I agree with you. It's weird to, like, think that they would just sort of, like, reskin it and start from scratch, like, which it sounds like they're not doing, but that's what that term implies, and it sounds dumb. Yep. But I was also thinking, like, you know, in order to reboot something, you need to have, like, an interesting sort of setting. And I was thinking, the Shrek setting's not that interesting. But then on the second thought, kind of is. It's like all the fantasy characters, fairy tale characters. There is something interesting there. Like, if Shrek wasn't in it, but you had a story in a fairy tale land with funny little gingerbread people and shit, I could see it being funny, but I don't know. Maybe it's an age thing.
Yeah.
How about we start calling it a freeboot or a rebirth?
Okay, sure.
I don't know what freeboot means.
Let's use whatever words we want. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of an example of, like, a 1950s or 60s Disney cartoon that they brought back. And I keep thinking of, like, Tangled. You know, that story had been done. I don't think but it's different, you know? When it's 50 years ago or whatever, then you can basically just tell a different story. And you don't just call it a new thing. Don't call it a reboot. It's weird. But Shrek is so recent.
A retelling.
Voltron?
Yeah, that was terrible, though.
But Dave fucking loves that shit. Don't see? Look at it. This guy likes
it. That's funny.
I mean, I'm sorry. The first three episodes were terrible. Maybe it got better after that.
They didn't form Voltron until the last episode of season one. So.
Right, so DuckTales?
That's a TV show. It's not really a movie, though, right? I mean, they do that with TV shows a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a good one for you. Knight Rider.
Wait, what? They redid Knight Rider?
Oh yeah. It lasted like one and a half seasons on NBC.
I don't think it was that long.
Okay, so they're doing that a lot. That's what Dave's referring to. They're rebooting shit from like the 80s and 90s a lot. Sabrina is the same thing. That's technically like a reboot, right? I want to see fucking Highlander redone. Let's go back to fucking Highlander. Keep the same opening queen music, but other than that, just...
That's all you need, man. I'm in. That's the best part.
What was the one in the 90s with Adrian?
Highlander?
Was it just called Highlander?
Well, that was the same universe.
That was Highlander, and then there was the spinoff of that, which was the one with...
The Watchers?
What's her name? The short-haired girl, she would show up on tons of episodes of Highlander, but it was like Raven... or something like that, but she was a female Highlander or a female immortal. Sorry, not a female Highlander.
I think it was actually called like the Highlander Raven or something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. I should look it up. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty good because I like the idea. Like, and tell it from a female's point of view. That's cool, man. Tell it from like a black lady's point of view. Like, they got into some cool ass shit, man, when they were like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and all kinds of shit went down. But yes, Highlander's the bomb. That's pretty much what I got to say.
I agree. Hey, what's this? I was looking up that Raven. Highlander reboot update. Director gives fans best news ever since Connor McLeod. Highlander reboot is going ahead, and director Chadson is a fan news. Christopher Lambert's Connor McLeod.
Chadson.
Is this? They're going to redo the movie? Which I'd still be fine with. Yeah. I mean,
Ramirez.
My old friend Ramirez.
God, it was crazy. It's like, I'm going to cast a French guy as a Scottish guy without teaching him the different accent. I'm going to get a fucking Scottish guy to be a Spaniard via Egypt.
Yeah, it was.
They're not going to change his accent.
Nobody cared back in the 80s.
Right. I'm going to get a big old American dude to play like a proto-Russian guy with no fucking accent. Oh, God, it was great.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Chris?
No, he's fucking with us.
No, we lost him.
Look at his face. I love his face. He's like, that was my best joke of the night.
Speaking of best jokes of the night, how many feminists does it take to change a light bulb? Because one man can be a feminist.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Sorry, Chris.
Oh.
It's funny, for a man with so many computers and monitors.
Yeah, here's what we'll do. I haven't had much to say.
What the fuck? Why one of you got to hang up on me?
Re-record.
I don't know what happened there. It's weird. Anyways, where were we? We were talking about Highlander, right?
Well, Skype was updating.
Did you guys finish the talk about Highlander?
I think we were done with that.
No, I had something to say, motherfuckers, when you guys cut me off.
I know, because you were really excited.
You broke all your cords because
I didn't touch anything. I did not touch anything. The 80s movie, never fell in love with it. It was a fine movie. I don't mind re-seeing it again. But, like, so fucking remake it, right? But the TV show I'd rather see remade as well, because I think that'd be cooler with cooler technology and cooler writing. Because I thought the writing on Highlander was kind of weak.
What are you talking
about? It was fucking weak.
It was very hit and miss, man. I like the idea of them, like, where him going, like, oh, cool, I'm going to hang out with this guy, man. He's going to be Richie. It's like, why do you hang out with this fucking dipshit? It's like, oh, no, it's like a new Highlander power, immortal power, where they can sense if people are going to be immortal before they die.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's never their job to interfere.
No, and Richie was a little bitch, let's be honest. Right. The original movie, what always struck me as weird was we learn about Highlanders through this girl, basically, right? Who was basically could have been murdered, the reporter. She didn't know what the fuck. Come to my apartment and don't murder me. But he talks about, hi, I'm a Highlander. We have to fight. There's a bunch of us. And then there's like four left. It's like, hey, this old guy, we meet on the bridge and we have a drink, and then he's dead, and there's only two more left. You're like, God damn it! I thought there was a whole bunch of these and they were cool. Nope, there's four left.
Oh, God.
Well, they've been going at it for 1,000 years.
Yes!
At that point, wouldn't you just, like, say, okay, you stay on fucking... In you get Egypt, that or, yeah, like
content. Yeah, unless you're the Kurgan, who's just like, I will kill everybody. Oh, there's only three of us left. I don't know. It struck me as kind of abrupt. Like, there's Highlanders in the world, and now they're all gone. And what was his reward for being the last Highlander? He gets to fucking be mortal.
Why?
Spoilers. Why would you do that? That's a reward. Oh, and I get to see everything.
Like, if that's a reward, it's kind of weird because everybody else already got that reward when they got their heads chopped off.
Well,
like, he's the last one to be rewarded. I guess he gets to live out his mortalness.
Well, he also had, like, he could feel everybody in the world at once. I think I got kind of like an omnipotence thing when he was talking about it. But like I said, the movie was really clunky. It was in the 80s, so I could very easily be done and be better. Like, we could make a better fucking Highlander movie.
Especially like fans that have like identified what they like and don't like, and when they first did it, it was just like, this is some cool ideas, and they didn't know if it was gonna be, you know, cool ideas don't always pan out, you know.
It's yeah, more it's than called cool ideas, you know? Highlander 2. Cool ideas don't always pan out.
Guess what? You're no longer the last one.
Oh, from a different dimension. Don't worry about it. We have skateboards.
Flying skateboards.
Oh, so bad.
So. What we are is we're aliens that are banished this planet, and on this planet we're immortal until we kill everyone there, and then we can either choose to come home now or live our life there.
Oh, it's so bad. The ridiculous scenes, that's awesome. What's on there?
Oh, the first is that backflip from the beginning where the guy's backflipping. That's so amazing. Times.
I love that one.
I'll have to watch it.
Oh, the next God. Is like the horrible fight scenes.
You could remake this movie and be fucking awesome. With today's technology and writing and shit, he's still backflipping. It's been 20 seconds and he's still backflipping. I forgot all about that.
And it's funny, the comments are like, sir, I believe you are confused. There's no ridiculous scenes in The Highlander. The Highlander was a documentary and the events were filmed in real time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh God, it's that movie. It's just great.
Yeah, and after like, I don't know, 500 years of fighting, you should be an awesome fucking fighter. You shouldn't be just some guy who like can punch a cop. You should be an awesome fighter.
Right.
Correct. Yeah.
But well, he wasn't... can also get lazy in 500 years if you find a spot to just chill out and like not be hunted, and like try to enjoy your immortality by doing whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I guess if you don't care that you're going to die when you get caught, but I personally would have a lot of incentive to survive.
Yeah.
He puts his fucking sword together.
Oh, that's like so.
He puts his sword together improbable. For a case. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, alright. That's fun.
So what I was going to say before Chris got dropped. Do you remember, it was about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, when we talked about the Russian version of the Avengers called the Guardians?
Yeah.
So the English dub, I found out last night as I was working on my character sheet and working on some backstory, that the English version is now, or the English dub version, is now available on Prime Video for your watching pleasure.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to watch the shit out of this later.
We are going to have to watch it together.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can hold off now that I know it exists.
it was ridiculous. It was really cool.
So let me, you were working on your character sheet. Yeah. And somehow, like, you're like, all right, strength. Let's roll 46. I better search on Russian, like, superhero movies, you know, like, just to make sure. Like, that's quite
When I'm down here at my computer working and working at the desk, I like to have a show on or something like that, and that's how I watch my Netflix and stuff like that.
Oh, Ryan
and
can't do that.
It happened to show up, and I was like, oh, the Guardians, I remember this. I'm just going to have it on, and then I got sucked into it. And I was just like, oh, my God. So, yeah, so we might have to watch it at Chris's house, because I think that's the only way Ryan will ever watch it. But, yeah, it it was ridiculous.
Dave, put the dice down.
Good at the same time. No, this is kind of fun. Drives you nuts. So yeah, if you want the English dub version, it's on Amazon Prime Video.
Nice.
The maker of Netflix Castlevania series.
Best is... ever.
I heard it was weak.
Well, he's actually going to is in talks to do a TV series based on Zelda.
Didn't they do that already?
Okay.
It was called The Adventures of Link, and it was on...
That was an animated show, and it was awesome. Is this going to be an animated show, or is this going to be a real-time thingy?
Of course, it'll be animated.
It's going to suck, then. It's going to be terrible. Well, I could get behind a fucking Legend of Zelda live-action fucking series. Give it to me.
That would be dumb.
What are you talking about?
It's like watching Avatar The Last Airbender as a fucking live action.
That would be amazing. Are you kidding me? These fucking spells going off and shit. I would have loved that. Oh my god.
It was horrible. They did it in...
It was probably done bad then, but that doesn't mean you need to do it bad.
In a movie they did it.
And it was amazing, I bet.
No.
I bet it was.
Remember, Adam has like these really high standards.
Let me find out. I'm going to look it up. I bet I watch a scene. It'd be amazing. Avatar The Last Airbender. Yeah. Okay. It's a series.
No.
Yeah, it is.
You're retarded.
It's a series. I'm telling you. Hey, how come when I search Avatar The Last Airbender, After Earth is the third thing that comes up?
Oh, shit. Because it's awesome.
After Earth. This looks amazing. I've never seen it, but it looks amazing. It's got magic guys doing shit.
It's got like 2 stars out of 10.
Yeah, by who? You? Because you ranked it there?
IMDb. It's got horrible, like...
It's got 4.1 stars out of 10. You exaggerating some.
That's not even half bad.
You guys just watch the trailer and become amazed. Wait, is it from M. Night Shyamalan?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you can't blame anything other than that, you son of a bitch. he could make the fucking Avengers terrible.
It actually looks super sweet.
he totally made it look bad, didn't he?
I don't know. I've never seen it, but I bet it's probably amazing.
That's pretty funny.
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan. I bet you the reviews are based on fucking fanboys from the fucking comics or the animated show that really loved that and didn't like the translation into real life. So that obviously flavors it. Adam, you lose.
There was that, then also the racial whitewashing that took place. But
whatever,
you know.
Fucking snowflake bitches, fucking just let it go.
You have a thing for snowflakes today, I think.
Hey, that's the first thing I said it. All right.
We're still watching the Last Airbender.
Oh, we're still watching the trailer. Okay, anything else going on?
I don't think I have anything that's crazy. Memes have been pretty good lately.
They've been awesome lately.
Like what type of memes?
Basically there's just one of a guy, like a teacher pointing to like a board and people are just changing what's in there. It's all like, so one is just like, just because people are like, if you've been physically bullied, just say, no, stop, that's giving me a boner.
That worked.
Oh, definitely work.
I think that one's pretty funny. And then there's like I put one that it's like a math one. You know, it's basically like the instead of a Venn diagram, which were big, you know, a few months ago, Venn diagrams were good. Now they're having Venn diagrams, but they're in the form of Arnold's arm and Dutch's arm, or Dutch's arm and whatever Apollo Creed's arm coming together at the beginning of Predator.
Predator.
Yeah, so it's like where it combines. So it's like the x-axis and the y-axis come together and they form zero. That's a math one, Ryan. That's funny.
It's a Cartesian coordinate.
That is cool. Well, I... Go ahead. Go ahead. What do you got? Give me another
one. No, it's Lisa Simpson standing in front of a board, and she's always just saying things, and it's just abortion is just spawn camping.
That one's dumb.
Oh, that's horrible.
Okay.
Look at Ryan. Ryan, come on, man.
Good.
Yeah.
Good one. Like, that's good.
So,
like, it's slowly Ryan's building in his mind. He's like, because Ryan's like, abortion, but jokes are funny.
We're gonna have to talk about the election a little bit. Before we do that, I think Dave, you're the one who could tell me. But tell me about fucking Red Dead Redemption. Everybody's talking about this fucking game. Apparently, Satan's watching it or playing it. And Al Gore's playing it, so I want to know about it. Tell me.
Yep, so basically, the gist is, you are, it's 1899, and you're basically, you are a group of guys who are running from the law because you just want the freedom that society, you no longer can be. There's no the Wild West anymore, so it's like they just keep moving west and west and west and trying to find a place in society where they can be themselves and have freedom.
Yeah, are you describing Native Americans?
Wait, but that is basically just a cover for being able to do terrible shit. It's basically they just want to beat bad people. But it's really fun. Like, the acting is really well done. The story's fun. Like, it's one of those games where it's like I turned off the map and just used the compass because I get into like the fun gameplay of like, cool, let me walk over here and watch this guy who's like herding sheep for a while, and then all of a sudden he's like herding sheep and stuff, and he's like, just a couple guys and stuff, and then all of a sudden, like, you can watch as like the animation of like a cougar goes like, it's like hanging out. And then all of a sudden, like, a cougar eats a sheep, and the guy's like, hey! And it's just stuff that happens in the background that nobody, that's always happening, but you would never notice it unless you took the time to watch and see it happen. It's just really fun. The gameplay's fun. You get to name your horse and get your saddle and, like, do all these fun simulation things.
I hope you named your horse Sassafras.
Yes. I have a horse named Sassafras, and my pack mule is named Bob the Pack Mule.
Oh.
He carries all my stuff. Yeah.
What was the pack mule's name in Gentle Ben?
The mule's name was Lucky Number 7.
There you are.
Believe me, it took me a while to name stuff. But it's fun. Like, you can go around, you don't even have to play the story mission. I'm on chapter 3, and I've had the game for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I've played, like, a lot.
That's the reason why I can't play it, actually, because it's too open-worldy. It's like the fucking Fallout series, which doesn't the next one come out next week or something? Like, Fallout 76?
Yeah.
There's
some sites that have already knocked it on sale for $20 cheap because of the...
Really?
There's been some feedback on the game.
I've actually read some feedback about Red Dead Redemption too, saying that people there's a lot of people who aren't into it as well. So I think it just depends on your personality or what you want out of a game.
Yep, absolutely.
They mentioned, I don't know if you watched South Park this week, but it was about Red Dead Redemption, basically. That and climate change.
Sorry, Al Gore.
It was fucking funny as hell.
But it's one of those games where it's like I like playing the story and stuff. The story missions are really fun and really entertaining and stuff like that, but it's the side missions that are really like intriguing and stuff like that. Like,
you're like, oh, kill a bunch of cougars.
Right. Or a guy says like, hey man, there's like this, you know, this big giant elk. You want to help me hunt this elk? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely want to help you hunt this elk. And you track it, you know, track through the woods, do all that stuff. There's fishing for Ryan, like you get your lures and all your baits and stuff like that. You can drive you paddle your boat out there, and you find the spot that looks good. You're like, you can look at you can't see underwater because you don't have trolling motors. You have to do this by hand, Ryan. So
I did see a meme where a guy was sitting on a railroad bridge fishing, and he caught the fish. It was like a big fish. And a train came and hit him.
Right. But so the biggest thing is there was a guy who had his YouTube account banned. It's been reinstated, but he put one up of him like it was the title was like you know, like killing annoying, you know, annoying feminist or something like that, because it's like 1899, so it's the start of the women's suffrage movement, and he goes to a town and there's one who's like, let me vote. So he like took his lasso and lassoed her up and tied her up and threw her on the back of the horse, brought her out to the railroad tracks, and like an old-timey villain, tied her to the railroad tracks, and then let the train run over her.
Oh, wait, why did he have his account banned for that?
Because basically he used a modern term to basically, like, and it was the vitriol that was like going like, yeah, fuck that, dad, you know, to basically, but they have now reinstated because it was all like, because his argument was all like, this is not any other violence than showing, like, a scorpion throw a spear through a dude's chest and punch a guy's head off.
Yeah, no, I'm completely against censorship for pretty much almost any reason for a video game and shit. That's just, I don't like that stuff. I think it's a slippery slope, so I don't like that stuff.
Yes, and it was basically, like, whoever was in charge at that night was all like, ah, shit, bah, like, just crash everything, knock it all down, and then when cooler heads came in the next morning.
We're that's
like,
good.
Hey, this is stupid. You know, hey, you can lock out the comments. That's 100% viable.
That's fine.
The comments get crazy. Do that.
Yeah, I these games are fun, but like I said, I always get bogged down with the side missions or like building a city. I'm like, Fallout 4, I was like, oh, I could build my own like shit. I'm just going to do that. I'm going to run around, get materials, and build walls, and then build more shit. And they're like, oh, there's a main game? I don't know.
I never build shit as my distraction, but, like, fishing or, like, in the fucking World of Warcraft. Like, fishing would totally just fish. Boop, boop,
chicken. Try to fish.
But, like, in World of Warcraft, I would dive under the water and collect the herbs, you know, like, that you just, like... Oh, you can sell them? I don't even know why I did it. I just was like, I know there's some silver weed in this lake here. I'll get a bunch of that. And it's like, what did you do today? Got silver weed and wrote macros. And basically same level, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm the same way.
Always make a chicken making machine.
Chicken making murder machine. But yeah, so like the other night, there's this other gang of like Irishmen. Like the O'Driscoll boys who've been like, they hate me because I did some dumb stuff and killed a bunch of their guys. So like I'll be riding around and all of a sudden they'll be like, hey, there he is, rah! And start chasing me. And I'll be like, fuck, okay. And then I'll just like, shit, hop off my horse and make a little stand at some rocks or something. And I killed like four of them. And then I just started looting their bodies and picking them up and throw them in the bushes or I'll throw them off a cliff because I'm just like, whatever, get out of here, dumb body. But then every once in a while, a random person will be riding down the road and they'll be like, hey, what are you doing? And I'll be like, I didn't do nothing, sir. I just... Because you can defuse the situation, you can antagonize, you can... Like, you have basically, like, a dialogue wheel, kind of, or a dialogue. It's more of not actual what he's saying, it's more of the feeling that you're trying to get across. And I try to defuse the situation, like, hey, they attacked me, you know, I'm just, you know, taking care of myself. And this guy's like, I don't believe you. So he's, like, fucking riding towards town, trying to go get the law on me. I can't have the law getting on me, so I had to shoot that guy. Instead of him falling off the horse, he fell off the horse, but his leg kept in the stirrup, so he rode like another, like, you know, half a mile. So I'm, like, back to cleaning up. And then all of a sudden, like, another carriage comes rolling around where that guy died. And they're all like, just, I'm like, fuck, I gotta kill these guys. So I hop on my horse and start running up to these carriages, and they're like, get away from us! And they start shooting back at me, and I'm like, well, fuck you, I gotta kill you now. So I ended up on like becoming like a murder hobo, murdering a bunch of people because they ended up like wanting to turn me into the law, which would have been like $40 for murder or something like that, but I ain't paying $40. I will murder 50 more people to not pay $40.
Apparently you can take all the dead bodies and feed them to pigs. And that's the way to get rid of the dead bodies.
Yep.
Because the pigs eat everything.
Yep, and they will rot. Like, your bodies will rot over time, basically, and then down to bones and stuff like that. And basically, you get pluses for killing guys that are... Bad guys that are opposite of your moral character, and the negatives for killing, like, townsfolk and stuff like that, unless they're KKK members. Then there is no negative to killing KKK members.
Huh. What if there's just, like, are the KKK guys always wearing the white sheets, or is it just, like, random people?
No, because you can do the classic thing where you hide under the white sheet and you, like, you track them back to their houses and stuff, and then you rob them to sleep.
Oh, like, you know what they need to do is start doing, like, memes of Red Dead Redemption with Blazing Saddles.
Like, that'll be funny. And he'd probably get banned for that, too.
Oh, because you combo the two. Howard Johnson's right.
That would be good. I would like that.
But, all right, if you want to, I'm done with that. If we want to go to the election,
yeah,
Ryan's
tell me one or two things from you guys that you liked about this election cycle. No, just about the election night, because the election cycle can go fuck itself. But tell me something about, like, what happened last night or Tuesday night that you were like, oh, that's cool, or didn't think was cool, or whatever you think. Tell me what you think. Whoa!
All right, go ahead, Dave. Too, I think he's a good one to start.
He didn't watch it.
He's like, "There's an election." Oh, fuck!
I forgot to vote.
No,
I mean, I'm glad to see that there was some semblance of general human decency with some changes taking place in that, both at the federal and state level. I didn't see as many extremists win as I thought there could have been.
You speak in generalities, like you're trying to teach a subject you don't understand. I want specifics, you son of a bitch. I'll give you one. I was happy Scott Walker lost. Fuck that guy. I don't like that guy in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Like I honestly didn't pay attention. So, like, I voted and then, like, watched a little bit at your house and then went downstairs and then basically didn't pay attention till now.
Really?
So,
you didn't, you heard that the Democrats, like, gained control of the House.
I heard that. I heard they didn't get the Senate.
Right.
That's it. Well, that's basically ends it. I guess I heard a couple of Minnesota wins and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, so those are the ones that I'm kind of referring to. There was a couple ones that were fairly significant, right?
Mm-hmm.
What were they, Adam?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody... Dean Phillips won, so that's good.
Because that other guy was a he ran such a negative campaign. I don't even want to say his name. The other one, he ran such a negative campaign that I hated him, even though June loved him.
Yeah, June didn't love that.
Didn't love him. She just knew that Dean Phillips wants to raise your taxes but won't pay his.
So stupid.
I just like he paid his taxes slightly late.
It's called an extension. Most Americans get one.
Well, all we heard is the headlines. We don't know.
Yeah. There was a Somali woman, right? Got elected in here?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Go ahead, Adam.
So I was a big fan of. Okay. Go ahead,
here's my little story.
Oh, shit.
Well, the next day. So. I got up, went to work, and the Republican ladies at work were, like, up in arms because Minnesota was more blue, and they're just so upset because we elected a Muslim lady to Congress. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Oh, were they actually, did they actually say, upset as a Muslim?
Yeah, and she's like, do you know she broke the law or whatever because she married her brother? And I'm like,
what the fuck?
Where the fuck did you get that from?
Trump.com.
Like, how do you, like, she was trying to convince somebody else that she married her brother so her brother could get a green card, which it's completely illegal to do. And they, like, I was just so flabbergasted. I just fucking walked out the room and I'm like, really? Really? So,
yeah. Good times.
It was kind of funny to me, but
you should confront those people.
Yeah.
Like on the ones that are I'm not trying to tell you what to do from like a the world to make a world better place, but from this one it's just like that's so crazy. I want you to confront them so they can explain how they actually believe.
Yeah.
That the Muslim lady's the only reason she's in the U.S. is because she married her brother. Like,
no, the other way around. Like,
or whatever the fuck.
I have no idea what you, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Yeah, no, Minnesota is very blue now. Democratic governor.
out of seven, what, vote? I can't even think.
Okay. The House is Democrats. Yeah. The Senate is missing it by one. It's like 49-51 or something.
Yep.
Which actually I think is good that there's more balance, because I think that leads to compromise a little bit, but yeah.
Or whatever. Or nothing happens.
Or nothing happening, yeah. But hopefully compromise. I was happy Florida let felons who have paid their time vote again. That's kind of cool. I think that's going to be a big thing in the next election, actually.
Yeah.
Oklahoma that passed marijuana, or was it
Oklahoma's where the wind comes sleeping down the plane?
Oh, they don't have
Michigan comes number 10. So
that's what it was.
We just go 20% now. 20% of the United States is legal to have. Like, come on, everybody, just suck it up, and like, this is what people want.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much universally, it seems like that's. What happened? But North Dakota rejected it, I think, right? It was on their ballot, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. North Dakota rejected, yeah.
That's too bad. I wonder what that didn't win by. It's what they needed.
I wonder if they do those ballot measures on off times to try and get people in to vote. So
could be.
So, like, North Dakota, they knew that it wasn't going to pass, or I don't know that it wasn't going to pass, or that all the old people don't want it, so it didn't pass because they're the only ones that vote.
Yeah, me personally, I just like getting rid of fucking Stanek, dude. Fuck that guy and fuck him in his face. Sheriff Rich Stanek.
Yeah.
Why, we can get fucking Hutch, big old gay sheriff.
Is that still in recount? Because I remember it was really close.
No, I think
no. Stanek conceded.
He did. Yep. Okay, that must have been recent, because last I heard, it was really close. So, I was really hoping Lion Ted Cruz would win, but he's too much of a Trump supporter now. Or Lion Ted Cruz would lose, but he sucked Trump's dick so much that he won a little by like 1 percentage point.
Yeah, that's the one I'm very disappointed about. But
that's actually what people were saying, is like Democrats might feel sad tonight because the three big races failed for Democrats. Like the big ones as far as publicity. The one in Florida,
Georgia,
and then here.
And Texas.
Or Texas, yeah. But they made those are just the three big profile ones. So. Trump's response was annoying. He's like, if you embrace me, you won. If you did embrace me, you lost. That's just the way it is. You gotta embrace me. I love people. Embrace me. Like, oh my God, this guy.
Yeah, he's a douchebag, that's for sure.
All I can say is checks and balances. That's all I can care about.
Fuck that. All I can say is five kings, benevolent dictators, we fucking make this country better. 2034. Five kings, 2034.
Yeah, we can do that.
The firing of Sessions is late news. Yeah. Just got a lot of people riled up, and probably for a pretty good reason. I haven't researched it, but it always seems so fishy with this dude. He's putting someone in place that could interfere with the investigation.
Has stated publicly he should interfere, and Sessions didn't do enough, and how it's bad for the country and shit. Like, he's stated publicly many, many times how Trump should not be investigated.
Yeah, like he wrote pieces op-eds in New York Post.
It's so obvious.
Which one funny is that? That gets like, he's such a like. If you want to work for Trump, here's what you do: kiss his ass a lot, and say you'll do whatever he wants people to say, and be a yes man, and boom, you're in. He loves his yes man.
Yep, certainly does. Or his as long as you still come begging to me when I call your wife a whore, whore, you know, then you could maybe I'll go to your state and like Trump for you a little bit.
Did you guys see the
how he kicked out the CNN reporter for karate chopping the lady?
He didn't karate chop a lady?
He didn't karate chop her, but...
She tried to take the mic away.
They edited the file, like the video file, so it made it look like...
Are you serious?
And then the fact that Sarah, whatever, Sanders posted up the doctored footage.
Oh my fucking God. Oh, that's bad. That's like altering reality. Oh, God.
So, basically, he's got the mic here, right? And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And she reaches under him, or reaches in like this to grab the mic. And he goes, excuse me, ma'am. And then, like, just turns. Nothing, but his arm goes, like, hits her arm. But what they did is they slowed down the initial part and then sped up this part so it looks like he's impacting your arm.
Oh, my God.
And the thing is, like, there's already been, like, 10,000 things of people going, like, look at the original footage and look, and they're like, ready? Here's the timestamp. And it goes, like, and it's...
I just hope people realize that, because a lot of people are just like, oh, yep, see, enemy of the people. Like we said, enemy of the people. Like, they'll just read the headline and be done with it. Ugh, that makes me so mad. Because he was being a dick to that guy. Like, I mean, Trump's always a dick, but he's like, do you think... you ever watched any of those fucking press conferences? A reporter can't finish a sentence before Trump starts bitching and yelling and saying shit. Like,
especially a woman reporter.
What do you say, like, that one time? Like, you're adorable or something like that to that one woman reporter.
Right. Interrupting. Like, not smart or something like that.
Such an asshole. Reporter of Japanese said, he's like, I can't understand you. Say hello to Shinzo for me. He basically says, like, I can't understand you because you're Japanese. Say hello to Shinzo, who is the emperor of, or the prime minister of Japan. It's like, they all know each other.
That's awesome. The guy's a fucking asshole. Alright, enough of that. It's making me mad. See, this is why I didn't want to talk about politics, but I love talking about the election. Oh my God, Ryan's already mad.
Was Amy pleased with the results?
She always sees the negative. So she's still talking about how Ryan tried to fuck us with Hutch, and then she tried...
Wait, I don't know if I voted for Hutch.
I don't know. Whatever one you talked about, where you're like, oh, I think I might have voted for that guy, and she was my God!
My 85%... Democratic, my 15% non-democratic was offensive, I'm sure. Yes, of course.
I was surprised at work. People were the same way. They're like, we made good strides, but here's what we did not get. And I was like, God damn, guys, you should have noticed what you got.
I think our state did really well.
Yeah.
Right. Which makes me happy. Like, we performed above status quo.
That's true. I mean, I don't know. Like, I was looking up the most Democrat blue states in the union, and Minnesota wasn't even on the list, which is weird because we've like voted for Democrat for the president the longest in any state in history.
I think it's because of our population is not we don't have that big of a population.
So. No. They weren't talking about that. They were just talking about trends. Like, Delaware was on the list, and they have a smaller population than us. So. Or Vermont, sorry, because Bernie is from Vermont. Do you know Bernie Sanders is technically an independent? He runs as an independent.
Yes.
I mean, I knew he said he was independent, but I thought on the ballot he'd run as a Democrat. No, he always runs as an independent. I thought that was kind of neat.
Yep, he runs as an independent, as well as does Ortiz Cortez or whatever her name is.
Oh, Chris Kattan you're thinking of.
Chris Kattan.
Yeah, her.
No, him. Oh, is that that lady that everyone's scared of?
Yeah,
No, that's Nancy Pelosi. You're thinking.
No. Is she the social Democrat or whatever?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, who people are like, oh my God, socialist. She's gonna bring back. She's gonna be communist, and everyone's gonna be communist. Oh my God.
Yep.
She's kind of likable though. Like, she's like
she's a likable communist.
No. I'm not responding to the politics of it. I'm just saying, like she's cool in the sense that she's like super excited and likable and charismatic
and young,
and I can see why people
hot,
like her.
I mean, if you're attractive, it goes up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But so there's a lot of interesting things like that, and I do like that there are people wanting to run on like the hope. We can be better as people.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of that.
I am, like, to a point, because Obama campaigned on hope and change, and nothing changed. You know, like, in fact, some things got worse. So
You've been talking to Amy too long.
No, she was a super Obama fan, and I was too, until you kind of look back at what he did. Like, his shit on whistleblowers, like, he made it harder for whistleblowers, and he campaigned on the fact that whistleblowers should be protected. Stuff like that, where I'm like, come on, man. I thought we were going to, I mean, to a point. It just, I don't want it to be a talking point. I want it to actually mean something, you know? Ah, just trying to look at it evenly instead of being like, I love everybody who's blue.
Right. And it blues. My one last thing is, in February, unless something crazy happens
heart down attack.
In New Orleans.
Heart attack.
Heart attack. No, he's all in shape now. He's ripped.
He's ripped.
Skinny ripped.
In comparison, he's ripped.
Sure.
Like, he's not one of these guys who's like, on YouTube, is like, hey man, do you want to know the secret to getting ripped? You gotta eat this thing here. Look at me. And they're always like turning half cock sideways. And like, you know, so they could be like, look at my abs and stuff like that.
Nah. And you're half cock sideways.
You need to finish your sentence, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jay and Silent Bob will be back in front of the camera in February. Because their pre-production is going to start in January, and so then they will be reshooting.
Are they going to call this one Return of the Jedi?
Nope, they're calling it Jay and Silent Bob Get a Reboot.
But it's a sequel. That's not really a reboot, is it?
I know, but I think that's funny.
Oh, irony. Because... It's a callback. Comedy callback.
It is a good callback. Yes. Agreed. I like Jay and Silent Bob. They're funny little bastards.
I think, like, no, I mean, I think that he probably would have gone, after his heart attack, he would have gone, like, he would have slowed down a lot, but I think his daughter being vegan, like, pushed him over, and I'm going to be vegan, too, because, you know, if your daughter's doing something, you want to kind of be along with it and stuff. So I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons why. But anyways... That was fun. Thanks for talking tonight, guys. I really appreciate it. I love and appreciate each one of you.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Except for Adam. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Hey, thanks, Chris. Have you checked out our Facebook page yet? We've got we got one. It's called The Geeks Next Door at Geeks Facebook Next Door on Facebook. Yeah. sorry. I don't know where I was going with that. We got a website, too. Go check us out there, geeksnictor.xyz. That's not com, but XYZ. And give us an email, because we love to hear from you, Dave. The geeksnictor, FTW, that's for the win, Chris. @gmail.com.
Excellent, as always. Thanks, you, Adam. Appreciate it. Thanks, all of you guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back next week, as long as I don't fall asleep. All right, later.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.